Station 4, Faces and Stories, Part 1, Left Wing. Everyone pictured in this side wing has one thing in common. They were forced to spend the night in this hall and were deported the following morning from the freight station. They came from all over the Dusseldorf administrative region, for example, Duisburg, Essen, Mönchengladbach, Neuss, Oberhausen and Wuppertal. Allow what you see in the photos to sink in. Family celebrations, first day at school, weddings, holiday photos. They depict the normality of Jewish daily life before the Nazis' onslaught and persecution. Their faces represent the almost 6,000 people who, from autumn 1941, were ordered by the Gestapo to report to the abattoir for so-called evacuation, for work deployment in the East, as the Nazis called it. The years of discrimination, the countless anti-Semitic measures, the many attempts by the Nazis to use force and terror to drive Jews out of Germany, all these culminated in deprivation of citizenship and deportation. According to the Nazis, the German Reich should be Jew-free. It was for this purpose that collection points such as this one here in the abattoir site were set up. That it should actually happen was something many Jews could not imagine. The Cohen family, for example, resisted the Nazi pressure until October 1941, by which time it was too late. Emigration was no longer possible. Since 1881, Isaac Cohen had had a business on Rathausstrasse, which his sons Arthur and Eugen took over, trading in meat products. The third son, Adolf, was killed in action during the Great War. The family's livelihood was inextricably bound up with the abattoir. In 1938, the family was forced by the authorities to give up the business because, by law, all Jews were excluded from German economic life. On the night of the 9th to the 10th of November 1938, SA troops raided their homes. Eugen succeeded in getting his family out of Germany to England. Bertha, Isaac and Arthur were among those who in July 1942 were deported from the abattoir to Theresienstadt and murdered. So for the victims of persecution, this site marks the final breach with life as it had been. The total deprivation of their rights, their exclusion from German society and their loss of homeland. In the centre is a photo of Erna Falk from Goch. She later recalls the events of the night in the abattoir. On the 10th of December 1941, being a Jew, I was evacuated together with my husband. In other words, we were driven out of our fatherland. Camper, the police officer who worked on behalf of the Gestapo, collected us from our flat early in the morning and then locked it up. He didn't have a kind word to say to us and took us to Krefeld to catch the train to Dusseldorf, where we were handed over to the SS. We had to undergo a short ordeal from the station to the abattoir. We had to run pretty quickly with our luggage, elderly, sickly, children. We were kicked. The Dusseldorf people stood at their windows and doors. Some of them cried. We were swallowed up by the abattoir, where we were herded together for a transport. We stood in the wet hall for about 24 hours. Every single one of us was subjected to a body search, and all valuables, spare underclothes, and all our luggage and documents were taken from us. The next morning we stood for hours at one of the Dusseldorf goods depots. The children lay in the snow and cried. Guarded by Dusseldorf police officers, Erna Falk and her husband Walter were deported to the German-occupied Baltic in German national rolling stock. The journey to Riga ghetto took almost 3 days, and that is where the fight for survival began. The transport on which Erna and Walter Falk were deported in December 1941 was already the third mass transport departing east from Dusseldorf. In the two previous months, almost 2,000 people had been deported to Litzmannstadt ghetto in what had been Polish Łódź and to Minsk ghetto in what was then the Soviet Union. In spring 1942, there was a further transport, this time to Izbica near Lublin in eastern Poland. The small town served as a transit ghetto. In the weeks and months which followed, deportations from there were to Sobibor and Belzec extermination camps. In July 1942, Almost 2,000 people were deported to Theresienstadt ghetto and concentration camp in what is now the Czech Republic. Most died in Theresienstadt as a result of the appalling conditions and the brutality of the SS, or were deported to Auschwitz or Treblinka extermination camps and murdered there. From summer 1942, the very few Jews living in the Dusseldorf area had either been sent to work in the armaments factories or were in so-called mixed marriages, in other words, where one of the spouses was not Jewish. The relatives of the former were deported to Auschwitz in March 1943. The second group, about 250, were in autumn 1944 sent to labor camps in central Germany and from there in February 1945 to Theresienstadt ghetto. Of the roughly 6,000 Jews deported from the abattoir, only about 400 survived the Holocaust. Please now descend the steps leading to the basement. Please be careful of the low ceiling.